Welcome to day 16 of our sit spot journey. Today's invitation is to notice a bird through sound, so a bird that you hear singing but cannot see immediately, and to move in such a way that you could get close enough to see that bird, perhaps still singing, and notice the colorations and the markings. Does it have any stripes over its eye or above its eye, any patch on its head, any coloration on its wings, tail, chest? So in order to do this, we can utilize some teachings called the routine of invisibility. And this isn't physically making yourself invisible, but it is really minimizing the disturbance that you create when moving through a natural space. So when you were listening to the sounds of the birds and noticing whether they sounded relaxed or agitated or alert, you're going to be tuning into your own behavior and body language and making it as relaxed as possible. So often when I notice a bird or an animal in the natural world and I want to get closer to it, it can feel really exciting. My body can tense up and I can be moving with attention. However, I've learned a practice of really relaxing my muscles and kind of becoming like a lazy surveyor. So I definitely will be fox walking, but not in a really sort of serious, concentrated way, in a really relaxed way. And every few steps I might stop and I might even very slowly and gently pick up something from the floor and pretend to be eating it, because this is the kind of behavior that the birds and other animals in the natural world will perceive to be me being relaxed, doing my own thing in baseline. Is a very different energy than I'm on a quest to come and see you, which can be really quite intense and focused. And that energetic ripple is much more likely to reach the bird and sort of scare it off, and you're therefore less successful to get close to it. Whereas the lazy surveyor who's fox walking, stopping every now and again, eating something, moving very slowly and carefully toward that being is much more, that bird is going to be much more relaxed about your presence in the landscape. Sometimes I really do nibble a bramble tip or a nettle tip here and there along my way, just to really get into that kind of character in the movement. So that's the invitation and a little bit of inspiration around how that might go. And it might be nice to get to your sit spot, have a nice spacious sit if you've got time for that, and then toward the end, as you're sort of ready to go, or at an opportune moment that just feels right, to notice a bird that's hanging out somewhere singing or calling or feeding, and just practice that routine of invisibility. So bringing your gaze to the ground, looking at the bird, or keeping the bird in your awareness but on your peripheral vision rather than the center of your vision, because I have experienced that if you look directly at something, they are more likely to feel your energy than if you keep them in the peripheral vision. To move in fox walking so that it's much quieter and softer and conscious, to stop every now and then and feed, and just to have an exciting little quest to see that bird and get closer to it. And if that one flies away, you could do a new little moment of a sit spot, take a deep breath, let it go, and get back into a relaxed state to try for another one. Or just try it out on your day when you're out and about noticing the birds. Hope you enjoy that little quest, and I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.